Highbridge Company presents Is This Tomorrow? By Caroline Levitt. Read by Exie Sands. Original material copyright 2013, Caroline Levitt. Recording copyright 2013, Highbridge Company. And recorded by arrangement with Algonquin Books of Chapel Hill, a division of Workman Publishing Company, Inc. Part 1. 1956. Chapter 1. She came home to find him in her kitchen. She was in no mood, having spent the whole morning arguing with a lawyer, but there he was, her son's best friend, Jimmy Rearson, a 12-year-old kid home from school at 3 on a Wednesday afternoon with too long hair and a crush on her, reading all the ingredients on the back of a Duncan Hines Lemon Supreme cake mix, tapping the box with a finger.
"Adjust temperature for high altitudes," he said, as if it really mattered.
She felt a pang for him. A boy so lonely he feigned interest in how many eggs and how much sugar a cake might need. He leaned over unabashedly and turned on her radio, and there was Elvis crooning Heartbreak Hotel, the words splashing into the kitchen. "How'd you get in here?" Ava asked, reaching over to turn down the music. No one, except for her, locked doors in the neighborhood. She had her kid wearing a key around his neck like an amulet. Other kids were allowed to run free to wander in and out of everyone else's houses, something Ava never could quite get used to. It wasn't that she had anything to steal. Truthfully, she had so much less now. But still, there was Brian, miles away, breathing down her neck with a custody threat, telling her he got a lawyer, and she better get one too because he was going to file to revisit their agreement. But, in fact, she had started locking her doors the moment the movers left, 2 years ago. And maybe that was what made the neighborhood suspicious. Don't you like